Five Amazing Things Done for the Sake of Janak's Daughter by Krishna's Mercy.
Sagarsh Maya Kranta Shriman Dandite. Asya Hetor Vishalakshaha Puri Chem Vekshita.
Quote, "It was for her sake, she of wide eyes, that I crossed over the magnificent ocean, the lord of rivers and streams, and explored the city."
Hanuman, Valmiki Ramayana, Sundarakand, 16.12.
She is known as the goddess of fortune. She is one in the pair that is the principal object of worship in sacred places around the world. That worship has gone on since time immemorial, since before anyone can remember. She is the one dutifully engaged in the service of her husband, Anyavrata. She has all good qualities and she uses them in connection with her desire to please Sri Rama. She is considered an incarnation of the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi. In addition to these qualifications revealed through the authority of the Vedic tradition, we can further understand the special qualities of Sita Devi through the work others have done for her sake. If we consider what others might do for us, going the extra mile, due to affection, allegiance, or general appreciation, we can take that benchmark and compare to the many highlights within the earthly pastimes of the daughter of King Janak. 1. A contest of all contests.
If my father found me a suitable husband, I would be pleased. It would make me happy. I don't need to play out one of those popular films in real life. Someone who will support me. Someone to take care of me. Someone I can respect. Someone I will hold in the highest regard, in the image of my father, who I absolutely adored. In the case of Sita Devi, the father created a contest. This was a Svayamvara, but the self-choice would be determined by a competition of strength. I can't imagine someone doing the same for me. Who has the means? Who has the clout necessary to get the attention of the entire world?
De Suhavan Pavan Ved Bakhani. Bhumi Tilak Sam Tiruti Tribhuvan Jani.
Quote, "That country is looking so beautiful, and the Vedas have described its purity. Known in the three worlds, Tirahut, Janakpur, is the Tilak of the earth. Janki Mangla, Swayamvar Ki Tayari, 4.
King Janak managed to invite the most chivalrous, brave, and powerful princes in the world. They assembled in Tyra hut to take their opportunity to lift the bow. This weapon had been passed down in Janak's family for generations. It originally belonged to Lord Shiva.
2. Breaking the bow.
Can you imagine having a husband who is the only person able to do something? We are not talking about the winner of a yearly contest. There is always a champion in the sporting event. They have these endless debates over who is better, some player from the past or a prominent figure from the modern day. Imagine that your husband was the only person to lift up a heavy bow. It was one that no one else could dream of moving. He not only lifted it, but he ended up breaking it while applying string. That is really remarkable. That broken bow symbolized the heavenly qualification of Sri Rama, the prince of Ayodhya, to marry Sita Devi, the daughter of King Janak.
3. Crossing the ocean.
You have heard the saying, "I will move mountains for you." It is not taken in the literal sense. It is a way to convey determination and dedication to a particular endeavor. Don't think that I will just give up. I will do whatever I can for your sake. Now imagine that someone literally crossed a vast ocean, all by themselves. They did it for you. They had never met you, previously. They only heard of your qualities. They learned that you were in distress. In order to alleviate the pain, to give comfort to the suffering family members, this person decided to leap over an ocean all by themselves. That is what Sri Hanuman did for Sita Devi. I don't think you can find any equivalent in the annals of history. No one else can claim anything similar. Hanuman was a stranger to her. She did not know him. At the same time, through hearing from Rama, it was as if Hanuman knew Sita perfectly.
4. Building a bridge from floating rocks.
We usually hear about this incident in the context of Sri Rama. The reference is typically used to describe the glories of that avatara of Vishnu. Rama is so great that he can build a bridge out of floating rocks. He can remain true to the parameters of a human birth. He does not have to cheat to win.
Yadi Rama Samudranta Medini Parivarte Asya Krite Jagachapi Yuktmitev Me Matiya.
Quote, if for her sake Rama were to turn upside down the entire land reaching to the oceans, or even the whole world itself, in my opinion that would be justified. Hanuman, Valmiki Ramayana, Sundarakand, 16.13.
One thing we might overlook is the reason for the bridge. Rama did all of that for the sake of his wife, Sita Devi. The princess of Videha could claim that people had such affection for that they were able to create a bridge out of nowhere, to cross over a vast ocean together, in a military-style approach.
5. Gathering an army of the Naras.
Rama was able to build that bridge with the help of Vanaras. These were forest dwellers from Kishkinda. They were not highly trained military men. They were not expert in the use of the advanced weaponry of the time. All they had was a fervent desire to please Rama and his younger brother Lakshman. The members of this army essentially risked their lives for the sake of Sita Devi. She is so special that total strangers are willing to do everything for her. She reciprocates in kind, facilitating continued worship of her husband, who is the soul of the universe.
In closing, the lengths to endeavor, just see how special a person is she. That Hanuman over the ocean leaping, with ring of Rama safely keeping, bridge out of floating rocks to build, arrows into Lanka enemies filled, because of devotion and dedication true, Sita rewarding those supporters too.